Thank you, Joe. Good morning. I'm from UT Austin, just about an hour away north, so easy for me to get here. I want to talk about the cup maturity distribution. We did a research project a couple years ago, and continue to do the improvement for cross-section analysis. And then we found out the maturity distribution is very important in the maturity classification. So let me give you a brief review first, how to characterize, quantify the maturity level for single fiber and built cotton notch quantity fibers. There are two ways. One is from cross-section. We know we can, by definition of a maturity, is the wall thickness relative to its parameter. So literally, we can have the direct measurement of a maturity for single fiber to get its wall area, measure the thickness. But the thickness is more difficult to measure than measuring the area parameter. So therefore, there is a shape factor, which is called secularity, that takes the net area divided by its parameter. So this is, if it's a 1, indicates a solid circular shape. If it's close to 0, that means it's flat and hollow. Okay, so that's a common shape descriptor we use to measure maturity level of single fiber. And maturity level can be measured, estimated from a side view, from longitudinal view. We can measure the thinnest, the ribbon width, and relative to its the maximum, the thickness, the ribbon width, because the convolution indicates the widest ribbon and the narrowest. Yeah, that's gave it the good indication of the convolution. But how to measure the estimated the maturity level for the baled cotton, for the notch quantity of cotton fibers? So traditionally we use the mean, just use a single indicator, use the average of the thickness or secularity, or use this ratio, right? But is it rational for the notch quantity fiber to use the single the parameter? We did the maturity distribution for that 104 reference cotton collected by the Texas Tech University a few years ago, and find out the distribution actually varies dramatically. Okay, from very highly positive skewed distribution to negative skewed. And the rare, we see the normal distribution. So we know if the distribution is not normal, a lot of inference, okay, inference just cannot be validated. We have to compare. If we compare the maturity level, they have to have the similar distribution, otherwise it's not a valid comparison. So we gave us some talk before to say a single index approach might not be sufficient or reliable for characterizing maturity level of a baled cotton. So how to solve the problem. So we suggest to use more descriptive statistics or parameters, right? We know there are different levels, orders, first order, second order. They indicate intensity and variability. And the third order can measure the shape of distribution, like a skewness, measure the symmetry of the distribution, and the curvatures measure the peakedness, the how flat, flatness of the distribution. I gave two curves here. You know, those two curves, two cotton, have almost identical the mean value of the thickness. Right, they're almost identical, and the variability is very close, and the curse is very close. But however, it's skewed, or skew. They deviate a little bit, and then their shape, right, distribution shape, are different. Can we say those two cottons have the same maturity level? Right, apparently. Probably cannot, but this one contains more mature fiber than this one, right? We also analyze the descriptive measurements parameters of over 100 cottons, find out the skewness is most sensitive measure to indicate its shape. So, before we do the comparison, we have to classify the maturity distribution patterns. That's what we think into different categories. And within the same category, we may be able to use some simple parameter, some parameter approach to do the comparison. We divided the distribution patterns into five categories, right? Based upon its skewness measure, right? Is when use 0.3. Before, people suggest use 0.25. I think those two, they're very very close, either way. But based upon our measurement, I think this 0.3 will move a little bit to is a better deviation. If it's positively skewed, this is a positive skew, severely right skewed or positive skewed, that indicates a lot of the majority of the cotton is it contains a lot of dead fibers. Okay, in this range, that's a lot of immature fibers. Only between minus 0.1 and 0.1, that we can consider the distribution is approximately normal, right? And then on the other side, so it's left skewed, indicates a mature fiber, and if it's smaller than negative 0.3, like this one, that means it contains a lot of highly matured fiber, because the peak is right here, right? The secondarity is around 0.7. Okay. So we can use multiple descriptive terms to characterize the maturity and then do the classification. Another way to do the classification is to use distributional parameters. We can define the parameters based upon the distribution curve, right? Instead, just use average here, one parameter. Distribution curve, the simple way is, divided by into three sections, use 0.25 or 0.3. Here I use 0.25. Anything under this, consider as data fiber. We can accumulate this number to get a dead fiber count or percent of fiber content, right? And then anything above 0.6, that considered as mature fiber, really good normal mature fiber. We can accumulate count or get a percentage that called the fiber content. Anything between, your typical shape, I put some cross-section shape like this. I think those are immature fibers, right? Not dead fiber, they grow a little bit, but not mature. So this is the major body from the over 100 cottons, the images we had. Okay. So we can calculate the three percentage Yes, it's called data fiber content, mature fiber content. Data fiber content. This is the important information, because this is a problematic part, because data fiber is one contribute to the diability problem, mechanical processing problem later on, right? And mutual fiber that the people consider should be with a premium. In the industry now, the AFIS is the most commonly used the tool or system for fiber fineness and maturity measurement. It outputs a maturity distribution. So we already have a distribution. It's also called a thickness. Okay, thickness distribution. But whether this distribution verified or tested, I have not seen any discussion or in depth. So this is something we want to look into, because distorted mutual distribution data can mislead the results, right? So we have two objectives in a preliminary study we did in the past few months. We want to analyze the AFIS cotton maturity distribution data in comparison to cross-section data we had, and then try to find out whether distribution data can be rectified, right, if it's skewed or distorted. We continue to use the 104 reference cotton set. We have cross-section images. We'll also get the maturity data from Dr. Eric Hocate. So we plot, we choose a 7 subset cotton. Okay, this is it has a wide range of a maturity level for the comparison. The blue is the cross-section data we analyze. Yeah, this is an improved from our improved software. We also visually check almost every single fiber we process by the software. If it has any error, we do the manual editing correction, so make sure that the results are correct. So we do have confidence on the distribution data of the cross-section images. And the red is the thickness distribution data from AFIS. So first impression we have, okay, we only got analyzed 7 cottons. But the first impression we have is that AFIS generates more normal distribution than the cross-sectional data, right? So for this, for example, like this one is a positively skewed. The distribution indicates it contains quite a bit of immutual fibers here, but this one doesn't, right? The AFIS does not. This one is more mature, but this one does not. So that's the first impression. The second impression is, it missed. We don't know. Okay, we try to analyze why there's a difference here, or at the mature fiber end too. Okay. Another area is like this area. That means thickness is close to 0.1. We draw. Okay, just use a perfect graphic shape. 0.1 indicates almost like strip flat line with empty circular core. So very flat. How the the atheist can measure the thickness up to that same level, we don't know. Okay. Yeah, this is the extras 3-fiber distribution comparison, right? The same thing. Okay. So there's a discretion in both end, in the immature dead fiber and the mature distribution end. Okay, so yeah, two types are differ noticeably for sure, and aphids generate more normal distribution. What's the reason? So this is something. This is is going to be a difficult part and challenging part, because up to date we have not got the detailed aphids measurement principle yet. Sure. Yet. We only know two photosensors measure the thickness from different angles, from 40 degree angles. So, but if we look at the fibers from cross section, so this is a dead fiber, mutual fiber, they all kind of self row together like this. But if you look at it from sideways, this is a very circular shape. The circular shape. So this is the shape change in the cross section way might be the major source for the detection if we look at it from the side way. Right? From cross section we can do this work to separate this and take the more accurate measurement. Okay, we're gonna explore more this kind of reasons. This is a comparison. But however, even if the distribution is significantly different, we find out the correlation still exists in the mean and the skewness. Okay, so this is, you see the correlation level is pretty decent. And also in the fiber content, the correlation also exists in the dead fiber content and mature fiber content. So this is the reason we say the aphids distribution data are rectifiable, because the correlation still exists. So I was told my time is off.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll